I said, Lord, am I going to have a smorgasbord sermon? He said, yeah. The next thing I'm going to mention is two things. One is Bishop's birthday. We're going to do big for him. Oh, we say, Bishop, we love you. We pray for you. Faith without works is dead. Those of you who cash apped him something, he appreciates it. I told you he had money for his trip before he left here. But, you know, you do what you're led to do. And there is no pressure, never any pressure on anyone. And if you feel like I'm being pressured, forgive me. And I bind that devil and demon right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. But Brother Hagin has taught, he said, get your ministering angels to work. Get what you need and say, go forth, ministering angel, and bring me the $100 I need to give to Bishop for his birthday, the $1,000 I need to give for this. Giving and giving, I learned seed sowing. Back in the 70s, when I got Oral Roberts' book, Seed Time and Harvest, been sowing seed ever since and getting great harvest. Just this morning, I was reading references in this other sermon that I had prepared. And it said, though it tarry, yet it will come. And God reminded me of some things that had tarried, but he said, Cora, they will come. And then he said, just like the car, most of you know about my Mustang, my car. I said, Lord, I don't even remember you promising me that car. He said, you may not remember, but I do, and I don't forget. So whatever it is that you need or want or he has prepared or you asked for as that's yours, he said, though it tarries, it will come. And then the next thing he said to tell you, he said, I told you in January to finish the building. And you did excellently. We went on another project and it just went dead. We just quit. So he said, pick it back up and get the building done. He said, you've spent too much time not doing, not planting seeds, so you're not getting a harvest off of a seed you didn't plant. And this is not a put down. This is a lift up. So you can expand your faith. Yes, Lord. He said, remind you, I told you to sow every Sunday to the building fund, even if it's just 1 cent. I saw somewhere, no, it wasn't Reader's Digest. Might have been, but it was somewhere just last week, a week before last, that it's not copper, that kind of silver-looking wheat bag, 1 cent coin, sold for $1.7 million. He said, plant if it only, what? 1 cent. But we take the words of God lightly. He said, just pick it up. Let's get the job done. Can you say amen? Say, yes, Lord, I'll do my part. We'll get the job done. That was mighty weak. Say, yes, Lord, I'll do my part. We'll get the job done. Can you shout hallelujah? Can you shout hallelujah? 1 Timothy chapter 6. Verse 11, King James. He was telling him all the way from chapter 1 through chapter 6 what to do and how the word had been taught and how people were turning away from the word and they were not doing what God said. He said, but Timothy, you are called to be a pastor. You are called to be a minister. And he said to tell you, you are called in a certain area, whatever area you are called in. He said, be diligent to that. You're called to be a nurse, and I'm sure you do an excellent job. Do that well. Whatever you are called, what whatever I call you to do. We were looking at an infomercial yesterday. It was on, and it was about buying an iPad, and it was so much easier than the computer. And the lady said, the computer is so hard, and you have to do all of this. And Junior said, I was sitting there looking and thinking, that's easy. Why? Because he's a professional at it. Because I was agreeing with that lady. Ooh, yes, that is so hard. Be faithful in where you are called. Know where you are called. We heard the word this week, know your purpose. So he said to Timothy, but thou, O man, flee all these wrong things, all this fornication, all this sin, all this lying and bickering and arguing about who, what church is right and what church is wrong, because only one Jesus gave his life for everybody. And follow, listen, follow, everybody repeat after me, righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. As Brother Hagin would often say, if I could sit down now and go home, we'd be all right. And we'll just take hold of that and do. But I'm telling you, you don't want to go to hell. You don't want anybody that you know to go to hell. You don't want people who are in the church and not living according to the word of God to be deceived and fooled and die and wake up in hell. So you're going to teach and preach and share the word of God. He said, in all that's going on, and you have to read the history of the times in which this was written, there were so many myths going on, and there were so many gods, and they had a god for this and a God for that, and then they would say you have to be circumcised and you don't have to be circumcised and you have to keep the law of Moses and you have to do this. And he said, Timothy, you preach what I taught you. You have to get into that word and know that word and know that you know your God. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereinto thou art also called, and has professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate made a good witness. And he goes on to tell what it was, that Christ Jesus will come back. Say that. So Christ Jesus will come back. And I'm asking you, will you be ready for his appearing if you're still here? Are you doing all that you can do to live a life so that you can be a light in this world? Are you saying, God, I love you above everything else, and I have to put those things down and pick you up, and then those things come underneath them? God is calling for true witnesses, true Christians who will fight the good fight of faith, who will resist the temptation. You know, they are cooking out there, and I'm sure it's going to be good, but we've got to learn that that's really not that important. That's not against them. Do you understand? Now, don't leave me. Ms. Jones said, no, it's not against them. We've got to learn how to organize our stuff so that the word of God comes first. Many of your minds were on going to the funeral, and we want to honor him. We love him. But listen, we are alive, and God is alive. And he's here for us to worship and to honor and to praise. And we get full of him, and we go around the family. They won't be able to grieve in our presence. Because grief is not our friend. Sorrow is not our friend. We have life in us. We have the fire of the Holy Ghost in us. And when we embrace them and when we speak to them, that grief and sorrow will run, because the Bible said, flee. The devil will flee from you if you resist him.